search your way. No, the king has also traveled from a palace fair on high. May you find in Christ the Savior the reason why.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God can. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Faith led him through, to and through what had never happened before. Now look at Abraham. Abraham believed, verse 8, by faith. Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home, to go to another land that would give him, God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. At least we have an address, you know, we know where we're going, you know, if Jesus tarries, we know where we're going. And I've had so many people say, oh, how many years? When did you buy that land? When did this? When did that? You know, and I'm like, I remember we didn't have a place to go. I remember when we were in a little place, a women's club, we were in there, paid $100 a week. And then we bought this land and some business people were telling me, McLean, you're crazy. How are you going to pay for that thing? $560,000. How are you going to pay for that? How are you going to build? How are you ever going to build a building on that? I said, I'm not. It's not my, you know, I just work here. It's the Father's house. Right? It's the Father's house. I just work here. You know, I don't have the money press. I don't, you know, I'm not in charge of gold mining. I'm not in charge of any of that. I'm just in charge of, you know, if He says, go, then go, stay, move left, right, you know, just follow. It's my Father's house. And, you know, God provided. We would have Sundays. I had a prophet prophesy. You'll never finish this building. Started the building. You'll never finish this building until you do this and you do that and something else. And the same day, $20,000 came in the mail. The same day. It was at that same time when we would have a Bert Spader and Janet move to Stewart, just moved to Stewart. And he came out and said, I heard you were building an Assembly of God church over here. I'm a trim carpenter. He said, we're going to need a trim carpenter. He said, well, I'm retired. I can do anything. You give me the materials, I'll go to work. What needs to be done? I said, well, pretty much everything. He said, well, I'm not too good with, you know, just framers. I'm a trim carpenter. If an envelope will go through the crack, then it's too big. He said, I'm trim. It's got to fit. It's got to be right. I said, that's okay. You'll learn to work with the others. And Fred Ritchie was there. And Fred Ritchie was the guy that worked for the railroad. And he went into the big locomotive steam chambers, cleaned out all that stuff that was in there. And he you know, couldn't hear very well. And so we had Fred Ritchie. He was a locomotive engineer. We had Bert Spader, who was a trim carpenter. And then we had a gentleman show up from, I don't know, somewhere in the West, one of the Western states. And he showed up and he said, I'm a rough carpenter. He said, what can I do? And we were just ready to set trusses. And so I needed a rough car. He said, oh, I'm good at that. That's my thing. So he showed up. One afternoon, we're trying to get final approval on some steel inspections. And about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they were only open till like 4. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a car pulls up. And it's the Vallone family. They live on the other side of the state of Florida. At that time, they did. And he said, we just kind of felt like we were supposed to come over here today to see if we could help. I had the last inspection scheduled for the day. I had concrete scheduled for the next morning. We were not ready for the inspection, and God brought the people in. I could tell you stories all day how by faith God knows how to provide what we need in our lives. It's the Father's house. The Father knows how to take care of His house. Thank you, Lord. By faith, Abraham, he left without knowing where he was going. And do you know where his kids live today? In the Promised Land. His kids are living in the Promised Land. And you know where the Messiah is going to come back and his feet's going to touch down? In the Promised Land. Do you know what that land is? That's the land that Abraham started heading for when he didn't know where he was going. But God had a place for him. All right, now you have to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with verse 16. Is it time to eat yet? Almost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Always be joyful. When? Thank you. Keep on praying, or pray without ceasing. Keep on praying. When? Always. And then the New Living Translation in verse 18 throws this little phrase back in that we had in Hebrews chapter 10. No matter what happens. Huh. Always be thankful. That's the in everything, give thanks. But the New Living Translation, just puts it this way, no matter what happens in your life, give thanks. Give thanks. This is for 2022. God said, I want you to share it with the people now so they will get started early on being joyful, on being prayerful, and on being thankful. I believe God wants us to be the most joyful people in the whole county, on the Treasure Coast, the most joyful, the most joyful. Someone's going to come up and say, Larry, what is that silly smile on your face for? And you're going to say, I'm just so full of joy. Help us out, Esther. I'm so full of joy that I can't stop smiling. This is 2022, the word the Lord gave me for us. Always be joyful. Keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Oh, I wish I knew what the will of God was. Now you do. All those bumper stickers. What would Jesus do? Well, this is God's will for you. Can you receive the will of God in this manner? Will you receive this as a word from the Lord? Can you receive this from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 and 17 and 18? That God's will for 2022, no matter what happens, Cynthia, I'm going to be joyful. Now, this is the way this is supposed to work. Michael, if you catch me not being prayerful, joyful, thankful, you call me on it. Say, Pastor, God has something better for you than what you're experiencing. You want to mess up the bad day the devil's trying to give you? Practice these three things. You want to bring confusion to the enemy's camp? Then you be thankful, prayerful, and joyful, and the enemy's camp will be so confused, they won't have a clue what's going on. The devil's in trouble when the church starts trusting God no matter what happens. It's going to be another year like that, Bob. We're just going into it saying, whatever happens. You know, a man makes a plan, but God's sovereign. He's in charge, right? And so, nothing wrong with planning. Submit your plans to God, no matter what happens. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of messages in here, but this is a big one. Do not tell the Holy Spirit to leave the room because you want to do it your way. Do not tell the Holy Spirit, you can't use Ruddy because this is my job. God can use Ruddy. He can use Cassandra. He can use Dylan. He can use Barbara. He can use Michael. He can use all of us however he wants to. Do not tell the Holy Spirit who he can use, how he can use them, when he can use them, and do not tell the Holy Spirit to shut up. Don't sit on the Holy Spirit. Don't tie the Holy Spirit up. Don't chain him up. Don't shut him down. Don't put him in the corner. Don't put him in the back room. Don't come up with some little thing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Say there, Holy Spirit. No. Do not stifle. Do not hinder. Do not restrict. Do not hold back. Do not quench the Spirit of the living God. A word for us in 2022. A word that strengthens our trust in the Lord and enables us to stand during the storms. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies. Some people say we don't need those anymore. Why does the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians, when it's telling you get ready for the return of Christ, when it says don't stifle the Holy Spirit and do not hinder, do not restrict, do not hold back prophetic words? Test everything that is said to what? To the Word of God and to the Spirit of God, right? Hold on to what is good. Keep away from every kind of evil. And now may the God of peace make you, yeah, this is part of next year, make you holy. Huh. In every way. Every way. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept. How? That's getting rid of the spots and the wrinkles. Blameless until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Then look at verse 24. God who calls you is faithful. And don't miss the last part. He will do this. Some of you are already saying, I don't know how far I'm going to get on this agenda for 2022. You can't do it, but He will do this. Father, our prayer is going to be, Father, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, fill me with your joy. Move me by your Spirit to be more prayerful than ever in my whole life. Father, fill me with a heart that's full of thanksgiving. He will do this. So what do you guys do over there in that Abundant Life Church thing? What do you guys do? Well, we're just a part of the body of Christ. But we are joyful, and we are prayerful, and we are thankful. How can we bless you? How can we bless you? That's what I have to say to every other pastor in the city if they're serving God. How can we bless you? What do I have that I can share? What do we have that we can become better partners together? How can we reach more of the lost? How can we love God better in this city? How can we love each other better? Use us. Tell me, how can we be a bigger blessing? So we're just going to serve notice this morning. It's not the new year yet, but we're going to serve notice to the enemy that he can keep his pity parties. He can organize them inside the gates of hell. We're not going to enter into them. We're not going to make that our address. We're not going to suffer loss. We are the blessed, so we will walk in the favor of God. We will not stumble because God has said the steps of the righteous are led by the Lord. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to sit down. We're not going to be shut down. We're not going to be silent. We're going to advance in the name of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit as we approach 2022. You know, as I was thinking about all we had to be thankful for, we started looking at these prophetic words, and then somebody had to give the word. And God just brought me back to some notes that go back to 2019. I believe it was a Tuesday morning on the 26th of November 2019. When Dad Reinhardt went to be with the Lord. Is that right, hon? Dad went to be with the Lord on the 26th. Some of you remember Papa Reinhardt. Papa Reinhardt, he could be in any Bible study, he could be in any service, and he'd be sitting there, and I would watch Papa, and I could tell he was getting a little nervous because there was something he was supposed to do. He'd be sort of, you know, moving around a little bit, and I'm like, Papa, there's something Papa's going to do. And then Papa's hand would go up. It didn't matter who's speaking. I could be preaching. It didn't matter. His hand would go up. He said, could I testify? Can I testify now? Is it time to testify? Some of you remember that. He said, I want to testify. Okay, Dad, go ahead and testify. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And that was Papa. Papa's mind had drifted a little, but he didn't lose his testimony. And someone might say, that's not a testimony, that's John 3:16. To Papa, that wrapped it all up. That was the whole tamale. It's all right there. John 3:16. A week later, 2 days later, next Bible study, Sunday morning in service. Papa's a little nervous. Something's getting ready to happen. Papa's hand's going back up. He could be back here or wherever. His hand's going to go back up. Now, if I didn't acknowledge him, he might be quiet through the service. But boy, if I acknowledged him, I just want to give my testimony. I want to give my testimony. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. We'd be in Cracker Barrel. We paid the bill. He's all concerned about, did you give it to the waitress? He wanted to make sure she got her money, her 50 cents or whatever. Because remember, 50 cents would buy a big bag of flour. So, you know, you don't need to give much. But Papa would be over there in Cracker Barrel talking to somebody, saying, let me just share my testimony. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's looking for more papas and more mamas that will simply say, let me give my testimony. Let me tell you what God's done for me. You see, the early prophets, they spoke. It was recorded. We have the record. It's confirmed. We've experienced life through the Messiah. But God has called us now to be the prophetic voice in the darkness of our day and our generation. So, Dad, in the last months of Dad's life, Dad would say, maybe after dinner, maybe before dinner, Dad would say, Jonathan, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, okay? We'd be half through dinner. I need to talk to you, okay? Maybe after dinner, he'd say, I need to talk to you. Okay, Dad, what is it? He'd say, now, I want you to take your hand, and I want you to place it on my head, and I want you to pray for it. The mind had drifted, but the testimony was still there. And there was something about touch. Something about touch, Dylan. I came in the other day and Dylan was there. I was so excited. And he didn't know where I was. And I just came in and I just gave him a God hug. Because something happens when we give a God hug. Something happens when we understand that I'm not here by accident, but I'm here on assignment, and God has brought me here, and I have a prophetic voice for right now to speak, and it includes touch, it includes maybe a hug, it includes a voice. I don't know how many times I prayed with Dad in those last days. Every time I prayed with him, I thought, what an honor and what a blessing that the patriarch in the family is asking me to lay my hands on him. And I understood what was happening. I know what it looked like. It looked like I was laying my hands on Papa. But what was really happening, as I laid my hands on Papa, Papa was releasing a paternal blessing upon me. Papa was looking for that touch, but it wasn't just so I could touch him. It was because the years of his journey with God, the richness of seeing God in the valley and up on the mountain, Papa wanted that to be released. Maybe Papa's mind was not able to receive it. Maybe his mind didn't comprehend it. But in the spirit, I knew exactly what was going on. Place your hand on my head and pray for me. I realized that Papa's life was filled with prophetic words. He looked over one day and he saw Mom's picture. It was on the dresser. And he said, "That's Annie Laura." And he said something like this. I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. He said, "Annie Laura," she said, "I'm going to see Jesus." So she went. That's what Papa said. He's in his bedroom. Mom went to heaven from that bedroom in our house. And Papa's in there. And he said, "There's Annie Laura." But She told me, "I'm going to see Jesus." So she left. She's not here. You know, I came to the understanding several years ago that as powerful and foundational and absolute imperative the Word of God is in getting to know Jesus and His Holy Spirit, there's a knowledge of Jesus, the Messiah, that I learned from you that I would never pick up on my own. I could study a million years and I could never experience the reflection of God's love and who Jesus is the way God wants me to see it. Bob, in my life, I can't tell you how this man has impacted my life for God. I can't tell you how his invitations just to go with my son and go out and get in a tree stand and be up at daylight and walk through the swamp and then see him in prayer and see him sharing, see him always ready to minister, see his wife standing by his side. I can't tell you how I have come to see Jesus in Bob's life. I think about Don and Allie McCune. Anybody remember Don and Allie McCune? Allie wore these long dangling earrings. I don't know how long they were. They were long. Andrew loved them. He would grab them. Don was in his 90s. I'm sitting with Don in his home. He had now moved to